وقضى ربك ألا تعبدوا إلا إياه وبالوالدين إحسانا.
Your Lord has decreed that you shall not worship anyone except Him, and He has enjoined kindness to parents.
For humanity.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وبه نستعين. Welcome dear listeners to IRIB English Radio. You're listening to the program For Humanity, and the segment we are dealing today is Hollywood, Conditioning of the Subconscious Mind and Extermination of Human Rights. This is Sheikh Ali Hemani from Qom. We were talking about using digital media compared to paper media, and we said that how the digital media impacts the learning ability, impacts the learning curve, impacts the attention span of our children, of our youth, and of our teens when they are dealing with the digital content. However, when it comes to paper media, the retention ability, the learning skills are much higher. Some say that using media makes the content interesting, right? So if you're using animation, if you're using audio, I'm not against audio, I'm more against with the visual impact. So some might say that if you use a decorated graphic with different colors and making it very attractive, if you use that kind of content, it's very interesting. Children tend to sit, listen for longer and learn longer. However, one part is there's important question here, and then there's also some research data here. So let me pose this important question to you. The important question is, right before the invention of the TV or the tablets or the mobile phones, what did the earlier generations do? How did they used to learn? They didn't have any media with them. How did they make the stuff interesting? And how did they get their children to sit and listen to long stories? Right. This brings us to the understanding that it's our poor understanding. It's the understanding that has been given to us, that has been dictated to us from the corporate world and the media world, to tell us that the content through media, through digital media and through tablets and mobile phones is more interesting than the books. The content, the story narration by the mother herself is not that interesting compared to the story narration that is being given by the media. To a certain extent, I would agree to it. But the question is, I'm making the content interesting at what cost? What is the cost I'm paying for this? The cost is extremely high. It's affecting the learning skills. It's affecting the comprehension skills. It's affecting the attention span of my child. And that's a huge cost that I'm paying for this, making some part of the education interesting. So earlier times, right? Let me go to the research data. The research data shows that the data, the content, the information acquired through digital media has poor retention compared to the data, information, and knowledge acquired by the paper media. And that's why if you look at these programs, they talk about speed reading. They talk about skimming through the book. They talk about, paragraph reading and quick reading and all that stuff. They always refer to using the book rather than using the digital data. They say the content that is read through the books, through the physical papers, is retained. The retention rate is much higher from the paper material rather than the tablet. Why? Because the light is directly reflected into the iris at the retina, and the image that is stored in a memory is too bright to be recalled and to be used compared to the image that is registered through the reflection of the light from the paper media. Let's take a quick break, come back and discuss this further.
Dear listeners, you are listening to the Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran. You can send us your emails, comments, and questions at englishradio@irib.ir.
Welcome back, dear listeners. You're listening to IRIB English Radio. Let's continue our discussion about the digital media and paper media. So we had a very important question earlier that what did the earlier generations do? And we also discussed some data from the research that was conducted stating that the retention from paper media is much higher compared to digital media. So in our earlier times, if you look at our scholars like Sheikh Mufid, Sheikh Tusi, Allama Tabatabai, and great scholars, Allama Qazi Tabatabai, and Sheikh Qulaini, and others who were there about 100 years ago, 200 years ago, and they did not have any digital media with them. They did not have tablets, but they used to read through the books. And you will see, you will notice, you will read in the history that when these people used to read from the books, they had a much higher retention rate. They would quickly become Hafiz al-Quran. They used to memorize the whole Quran in less than a year. They used to memorize more than 5,000 traditions. They used to memorize umpteen number of data. They used to read a book with a teacher for 1 year, a 500-page book, an 800-page book, for 1 year, and they would have memorized half of it just by reading it once or twice, right? So that's the difference, that if we make sure that we provide the right environment and provide the paper material, provide the paper media with the necessary guidance, the retention rate goes higher. So if you look at our scholars, they were able to attain this through the Islamic methods of reading material, through the Islamic methods of, you know, studying. For example, let me give you an example here so that you can relate to it. Every time our scholars used to go and attend a class with a teacher, they would go by, after ablution, they would go by with wudu, and they would say Bismillah and start. And then they would read the dua of studying. And then they would start where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also participated and contributed and helped the person in memorizing the content. And because they went with wudu, this whole hour that they were sitting through the class became ibadat. And they were rewarded for it. This also purified their soul and nafs. When the nafs and soul is purified, the content that goes in stays longer and is retained for much longer duration compared to what is happening in the media today. Because the media is not just using digital content, but using inappropriate content. They're providing information, they're providing inappropriate images, they're providing inappropriate language, inappropriate words, swear words, and abusive language. This is what they're teaching, including the books. If you look at the books, if you look at the novels, if you look at some of the stories, even some of the cartoons for children, right? Like South Park and, I don't know, cartoons that come from Japan and China like Hagemaru or Ninja Hattori and stuff like that, you will see that the kind of language being taught to our children through this media causes the nafs of the person to become weak. And when that happens, with the help, with the combination of digital media, the learning curve, the retention curve goes down. Whereas our scholars taught us that if you maintain yourself pure, that means stay away from unnecessary inputs, which is abundant through the media and the corporate world today. If you stay away from that, and if you use the right techniques of reading, and if you take help from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, all of this contributes towards better child upbringing, better person, better citizen, and better human being. Inshallah, we will continue in the next episode. Until then, fi amanillah, and God bless you all. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa alihi. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa alihi. اللهم صل على محمد وآله اللهم صل على محمد وآله